It is 18 past the hour. Let's bring him in, Roland Martin. Good morning to you, Uncle Roll.
Skip Murphy, how are you doing?
Great, bro. Great.
All right, shout out to Sherry Shepherd, Tommy Davidson. What's happening?
What's up?
And who did I miss?
Jackie Reed.
Jackie Reed, dear.
Jackie Reed. So always good to chat with all of you. Good to be here as well. All right, so we are following, of course, what is going on with this incoming presidency, less than 30 days of President Barack Obama being the 44th president. And the Trump kids, Lord, they keep pimping the White House when it comes to, now you're trying to sell up to 16 positions, pay $1 million, you get to hang out with the new president day after the inauguration. But the focus also is still on Russia, their impact on this election, the hacking of this election. Senator John McCain of Arizona still wants there to be a select committee to investigate this, but Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says no, the current committees can do just fine. That pressure is going to get ramped up. But the real question is, will a Trump administration even focus on Russia? Terrell Starr is one of the few African-Americans who is an expert on Russia. He's a journalist. He joins us right now. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
You've been, of course, covering these issues for a long time. And first and foremost, when you see the story came out just yesterday about the Trump administration's foreign policy plan, how in the world is Russia not even on it?
Well, you know, I think it's simple because I don't think Trump is genuinely interested in having an assertive policy towards Russia. If you look at the selection of his Secretary of State nominee and Rex Tillerson, if he is ultimately, passes the confirmation hearings and becomes our Secretary of State, he really has no incentive to be assertive for one. He's definitely not going to continue the sanctions that Obama started along with Europe. And so here's the thing. Exxon, they've lost close to $1 billion as a result of these sanctions. Because one of the things many people don't know is that through the sanctions, Americans cannot sell the necessary technology to Russia that they need in order to conduct drilling projects in the Arctic Circle. So I think it's pretty simple. If there's money to be gained, and I think that for Donald Trump, he gets in the way of that.
And look, what we're dealing with is Vladimir Putin wants to not only impact the American election, but you already see this impact of supporting far-right candidacies in other countries as well. I mean, this is Putin and Russia. He is a former head of the KGB using their intelligence, cyber warfare, to control the policies of other nations. This is a real threat.
Of course it is. And we see the recent developments happening over in Germany. And I think I've told you this before. What's more important here, and I tell everyone this, is that it's not so much about the technology and the fact that Russia is able to do it. The real question is, why does Putin think that his efforts are going to work? So I'll give you an example of that. In Germany, what's going on right now, Angela Merkel has actually called for a Bürger ban right now. And so, and Angela Merkel was one of the more liberal heads of state in Europe to say, no, we have to push back against this xenophobia that's taking place across Europe. But she's dealing with pressure in Germany as well. And so she has she's running for chancellor for the third time, but she's dealing with a deep competition with opponents who feel that Germany has been too kind in allowing these quote-unquote Muslims to enter their country. And so she's had to engage more rhetoric that's xenophobic, which is really unbecoming of her. But again, that's ethnic strife. Here in America, I really believe that what happened what went on in Estonia, what went on in Republic of Georgia or Ukraine, where I'm going next week to do some military reporting, there were always ethnic strife conflicts going on there between different ethnicities. The same place thing is taking place here in America. And I think the reason why so many Donald Trump supporters don't believe that the hacking actually took place is because they simply believe that people are trying to undermine Trump's authority and his success. So it makes perfect sense for Putin to do this because they just simply think that it doesn't. They think he's being undermined.
Sherry Shepherd, Tommy Davidson. See, this is why you got to have black shows like the Tom Jordan Morning Show and TV One, because even we know how to find black Russian experts.
Yes.
That's right. I didn't even know we had any. There you go.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, absolutely. Terrell Starr, we appreciate it, brother. Thanks a lot. How can folks reach you?
Thank Twitter, Russian_Starr. I'm always there.
All right, then. Well, be safe when you go to Ukraine. Bring a brother souvenir back.
I certainly will.
All right, Skip Murphy, y'all have a great Christmas.
All right, same to
you,
bro.
You
great
too.
Job.
Happy
appreciate
holidays.
You.
Yeah.
All right, then. Holla, Jackie Reed.
All right.